Trump to open 2.3 million acres of wildlife refuge for hunting, fishing. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 10, 2020. The Trump administration will be opening 2.3 million additional acres of wildlife refuge for hunting and fishing. The New York Post reports that the action will allow hunting and fishing for the first time at several national wildlife refuges from coast to coast, including San Diego Bay in California, Alamosa in Colorado, Bombay Hook in Delaware and Umbagog in Maine and New Hampshire and Everglades Headwaters in Florida. It also means Arizona hunters would be able to go after mountain lions and mule deer at Cabeza Prieta and bobcats, fox and mountain lions at Buenos Aires, both national wildlife refuges. The NRA's American Hunter reported that U.S. Secretary of the Interior David L. Bernhardt put forward the proposal to open the land on Wednesday. In all, the proposal entails creating hunting and fishing opportunities at 97 national wildlife refuges and 9 national fish hatcheries. Bernhardt said, "America's hunters and anglers now have something significant to look forward to in the fall as we plan to open and expand hunting and fishing opportunities across more acreage nationwide than the entire state of Delaware." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.